And it's Anonymous on Air on Radio Today. It's Tuesday and the time is 7 o'clock. And we are back for our show again. My name is Pat, and I'm a host, a co-host, and my co-host is...
Warren.
How are you, Warren?
I'm good. We're on opposite sides of the desk tonight.
Yes. And, yeah, it's interesting. We'll have to explain that a little later, why you are on that other side of the desk.
Huh? Mm.
Yeah. Anonymous on Air is a show that deals with spiritual maladies, such as alcoholism, drug addiction, eating disorders, compulsive gambling, self-mutilation, sex and love addiction, compulsive dating, codependency is the malady of the friends and the family members of those afflicted by the various maladies.
Mm.
So we come in here and we share our experiences, strength and hope. It must be clear to everyone that I, Pat, and Warren are not here on our capacity at all. Maybe this one should be changed for today.
Just for today, yes.
Just for today.
Okay.
Pat, I'm not here as a professional on the topic being covered today. I am merely acting as your host for this show and wanting to bring to you, our listeners, a message of hope. I should also ensure that... Anonymous on Air is in no way affiliated to or endorsed by any commercial or professional enterprise. Anonymous on Air is also not allied to any sect, denomination, politics, organization, or institution. Neither endorses nor opposes any causes. Our primary purpose is to carry a message of hope to people who still suffer from the respective maladies dealt with in each program.
That's quite a mouthful.
Yes, it's quite a lot, and...
The disclaimer.
Yeah.
So we're not responsible for anything.
Well, isn't it a safe way to start off by saying I'm not responsible for what I'm going to do?
Well, yeah, it's a good thing. You know, codependency is the mother of all addictions. So you're responsible for your own recovery. We're not responsible for it.
Oh, yeah.
But this show is here to try and help you as best as possible.
And today we're turning things around. Last week, we had Pat, who was sharing his experience, strength, and hope as an alcoholic and as a member of Al-Anon and a member of AACA.
Mm.
And today we're turning the tables around, and we have one on the other side, and he is going to come in as our guest in his capacity as a professional.
I'll try my best.
You'll try your best. And we're going to take some time and we talk about your work today.
Mm.
Would you like to tell our listeners, what do you do?
What do I do? Well, I started my recovery 9 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, I went into counseling,
mm-hmm.
The spiritual side of counseling.
Yeah.
I started a support group that I ran for 2 years. And over the years, I've counseled about 1,400 addicts and their families.
Mm-hmm.
And about 6 years ago now, I was very discouraged because the people that I was helping, I just seemed to have an incredible failure rate. And in the beginning, my self-worth and my ego was very attached to what I was doing. And having people not being successful at their recoveries, I felt like a complete failure.
That sounds very codependent.
I was quite codependent. So there's nothing like being in a tough place in order for you to become open-minded and teachable. And... you know, I was very discouraged and I was about to give up. And someone said to me, have you heard of auricular detox therapy or mm-hmm. AccuDetox?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, no. And they said, well, there's this There's this clinic in New York that uses it, and they've got an incredible success rate.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, really, what's their success rate? And they told me what it was, and I was so astounded. I found out when the next course was on how to become a specialist.
Mm-hmm.
And 2 weeks later, I was on a plane to Huntsville, Alabama, to go and study in Dr. Jim Richards' clinic in Huntsville, Alabama. And I spent a few weeks there studying under him. And then I was so amazed at what I saw there.
Mm.
When I first arrived, they said to me, have you ever had acupuncture? And I said, acupuncture?
Mm-hmm.
I said, acupuncture for treating addiction? They said, yes. And I tell you what, I thought, oh my goodness, I wish I'd found out it was acupuncture before I came all the way to America.
Let's go back. You used the word auricular.
Auricular, yes. Okay. Auricular is the oracle, the auricle, which is the ear.
Okay.
So auricular detox therapy is, or acupuncture detoxification, is treating, is acupuncture, but specifically on the ear.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, no, I haven't. I've never had that. And they said, well, would you like it? And I said, well, I've come all the way to America to study it. I was horrified.
Yeah.
I said, well, you know, yeah, okay. So I sat down, and the guy who treated me was a guy called Mike Shields, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
He was also doing the course. And if any of you know who Mike Shields is, he's the drummer of a group called the Grateful Dead.
Okay.
And he'd spent the last tour with the Grateful Dead and couldn't remember anything because of his addictions. He'd come out of it, and he was studying acu-detox. So I sat there, I had my first acu-detox treatment, and I was literally astounded. I was speechless. I then went to... I finished the course there, and then I told Dr. Smith that I wanted to bring this back to South Africa. So he said, well, if this is something you want to do and you want to take back to SA, you need to go and see Dr. Michael Smith in New York, in the Bronx, South Bronx, because that's where they actually developed this protocol. And it's a very busy clinic, being in South Bronx, which is gangster land.
Yeah.
It's... Filipinos and Latinos and Mexicans, and every neighborhood, there are dealers everywhere. And so he got on the phone to Dr. Smith and asked him if I could come and study there, and Dr. Smith said yes. And the next thing, I was on a plane to New York, and that's where I completed the rest of my studies and became a trainer, which means I can teach people to become acute detox specialists. So that's my history, is from starting my recovery 9 years ago, going into counseling, and then staying in counseling, but then, you know, getting involved in acu-detox specifically for as part of an addiction treatment program.
So you were juggling the two, or using the two, the other supplementing the other?
Yes. As we'll hear later on, acu-detox is not, if anybody tells you they can treat addiction with acupuncture and they'll fix you, that's not correct. Mm-hmm. It needs to be used in conjunction with a 12-step program or an addiction treatment program.
Okay.
Acu-detox is detox.
Yes.
It's
maybe
detox.
We need to get into that. What is detox?
It's detox using acupuncture, right. I think, you know, in South Africa, especially in this country, the majority of the addiction treatment centers exclude detoxification as part of the treatment approach. Mm. They say that you're on detox, and really what they mean is you're going through withdrawal.
Yes.
And abstinence.
Yeah.
Withdrawal means we take you off the substance, and there you have physical withdrawal symptoms that can be quite uncomfortable and painful, that have to be managed sometimes with medication and tranquilizers.
Mm-hmm.
That is not detoxification. Detoxification is actually removing the toxin from the system.
Yeah.
And most treatment centers in South Africa do not do that. They jump straight into treatment. You go through withdrawal, and they go straight into treatment, and they don't actually do detox. Yeah, and that's
the general idea that I've always heard of detox was like you eat fruit only.
or the Kellogg's All Brand 10-day
yes, something
10
like
day
that.
All Brand diet, yeah. Yes.
That's the concept I've heard of detox, you know, depriving yourself of this and that, and yes, then the body will then clean itself out.
Yes. Detox, there are many, many different types of detox approaches. There's oxygen therapy. Mm-hmm. There's obviously diets, going on a fruit diet. Mm-hmm. There are special diets you can go on for liver detoxes. People can become poisoned with heavy metals, and you can go on specific detox treatment approaches for detoxing people of heavy metals. Mm-hmm. But very few of them are based in solid medical, that very few of them have a solid medical foundation. And in fact, they're actually just a diet that you go on, and really what you're cleaning out is your colon.
Yes, and they make you woozy.
Well, they make you woozy, and you also get a runny stomach. And, and you know, some of them, there's even this detox tea on the market at the moment, and it actually contains senna, which is a laxative. So because it gives you a runny stomach, you think, well, I'm detoxing. It's just cleaning out your colon. But detox, really, when it comes to addiction, is we are trying to remove the poisons that have gone into your body. There's also niacin. There's the niacin detox method, which is also used for addiction treatment, which is used by Narcanon. Narcanon use it. It's taking vitamin B3 as the main part of the diet, and putting people in a sauna for a few hours a day at a very high temperature, a lot of micronutrients along with the vitamin B3, which is also known as nicotinamide or niacinamide or niacin. And that really removes toxins from the fat cells. How AccuDetox is different from this is it's not a diet. It's the practice of actually putting needles into the ears to treat the organ systems. So we're not treating the fat, the body fat, like the niacin detox diet. Mm-hmm. We're treating the organs. And the three main organs that we are treating is the kidney, the liver, and the lungs. Mm-hmm. So that's really what AccuDetox is. We are removing the toxins from the kidney, the liver, and the lungs, and we are restoring health to those three organs.
Well, I think I know that the kidney cleans out the blood, and the liver is also doing that. So quite a lot of toxins must be trapped in there for addicts.
Well, in Chinese medicine, the organs play a vital role in the health of the mind.
Yes.
Yes. In actual fact, I think comparing the difference between Eastern medicine and Western medicine is quite simple.
Yeah.
Western medicine says that the brain is the mothership of the body.
Yeah.
Eastern medicine says that the body is the mothership of the body. The brain is just a part of the body.
Okay.
When it comes to the organs play a vital role in the health of brain chemistry and of the function of the mind. So if the organs are unhealthy, the mind is unhealthy. The mind doesn't function properly. You brought up the kidney. The kidney, there are specific emotions that relate to specific organs. When it comes to the kidney, the specific emotions that the kidney deals with are fear, weak willpower, being insecure, being isolated, or being aloof. The kidneys is the kidney organ is the key organ for sustaining life. It's responsible for reproduction, for growth and development, and maturation. It's involved with lungs in water metabolism and respiration. Mm-hmm. And it's connected with the bones, the teeth, the ears, and the hair on the head. So when as people get older and the kidneys become unhealthy, you'll notice that your teeth become brittle, your bones become brittle, your hearing becomes weaker, the hair on your head becomes thinner, it even changes color, starts going white, and this specifically relates to the kidneys. The kidneys also play a vital role in the muscle density and bone density.
Yeah.
And lower back strength and strength in the knees.
Mm.
Sciatic problems also related to the kidneys.
Sciatic problems?
The sciatic nerve. So lower back problems where the sciatic nerve even becomes pinched. Even impotence. Impotence is related to kidney dysfunction or kidney toxicity.
Mm.
So that's really what AccuDetox does, is we treat those three organs. Now, what the organs actually do is they become toxic of two things.
Yeah.
They become toxic of toxic substances, but also toxic emotions.
Okay.
Or toxic experiences.
Yes.
Traumas.
Mm-hmm.
So our organs literally store traumas. If we're not able to deal with a trauma in our life,
mm-hmm.
the body stores that trauma in the organs.
Let's take a moment here. I need to This is quite a lot of new stuff for my head.
Mm, yeah. Quite and different, eh?
Yes, I think it's quite different for quite a lot of people too.
Mm,
because
sure.
it's really off the what we know.
Quite different. Yes.
You know, the explanation and the belief system is totally different.
Mm.
But it's quite interesting.
Another difference between Western medicine and Eastern medicine is Western medicine really mainly deals with treating symptoms.
Yes.
Whereas Eastern medicine is the study of treating the causes, not the symptoms.
And that is why they have worked down to those basic causes, and they can then say, if we deal with this, that gets right.
Correct. A person who is an alcoholic or who drinks a lot for a long period of time normally has a red face, don't they?
Yeah.
Now, the heart...
If he's white.
If he's white, yes.
we become gray.
You become gray. The heart... The emotions or the behavioral changes in the mind relates to lack of enthusiasm or vitality, mental restlessness or depression, insomnia or despair. Now, when the heart isn't functioning properly, or if the heart is mainly if the heart is overcharged, too positively charged,
mm-hmm.
it reflects in the face and the tongue.
Okay.
So you have a red face or a red tipped tongue.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever heard of the expression cold hands, warm
yes.
heart?
Yeah.
That means the heart is warm. It means the heart is too positively charged, which means there's a dysfunction within the flow of energy in the body. Now, the reason the face is red is because the guy's drinking too much, which means he's poisoning his liver.
Yeah.
Now, within the continuum of the flow of energy within the body, what comes before the heart is the liver. So the heart is the symptom.
Yeah. Okay.
The red face is the symptom. We're seeing the red face. We know it's the heart. We don't treat the heart, though. We treat the liver. So okay. You treat the liver and the heart.
Okay.
The heart becomes okay. Correct.
And the face becomes normal.
And the face becomes
normal. Back to its color. On the note of the color, I think we should now take a break. It's been quite a lot that we've been taking in, but I think more than anything is this dichotomy from the usual trend of thinking about this, and we need to digest it.
Sure.
Okay, and so we'll take a break.
Bob Proctor, made famous by the blockbuster hit The Secret and author of You Were Born Rich, is in South Africa in October. This master of the law of attraction will appear at various venues across the country, imparting his deeply felt wisdom. Visit www.makesyouthink.co.za for information about his much anticipated visit. Radio Today, radio that delivers.
You make my life so rich. You know you could have been some money. And baby, you're so sweet. You know you could have been some money.
Discover the world that NIAID Holidays has prepared for you. NIAID Resorts is the second largest hotel group in the Indian Ocean, and their commitment to you is to provide a quality holiday experience that meets all your expectations at affordable and attractive pricing. When you book with NIAID Holidays, you're exposed to quality hotels in Mauritius, Reunion, and the Maldives, ranging from 3 to 5-star accommodation. NIAID Holidays will make your island holiday experience unforgettable. For a full color brochure and the many benefits that are on offer, call NIAID Holidays on 011-881-3400. That's 011-881-3400. NIAID Holidays. Your island, your beach, your holiday.
Baby, I can't get through anyway, yeah. Today's people, today's music, for today's Johannesburg. Welcome to Radio Today. Music you love today on Radio Today.
Yaman Waran, man. Beautiful music, man.
Yeah. Africa, man.
African man.
African man.
Yes. And I'm sure our listeners are aware that today we are focusing on UB40.
It's UB40 night tonight.
Yes.
Playing the songs of UB40.
Yeah, so it's Rastaman music, eh? And the last song was Don't Break My Heart. And before then, it was Can't Help Falling in Love. And then it was I Would Do For You. And that's the music that we've been listening to. And for the whole... For this section... for today, we'll just be listening to UB40. Now, Warren, we have been talking about acupuncture detoxification. Auricular detox therapy. And we've moved a lot and talked about what is it, where does it function, and it was quite interesting to hear about the areas, the organs that it touches, the kidney, the liver, the lungs.
Mm.
And I thought maybe we should move on a little bit and find out where does this come from?
Where does it come from? It yeah. was like a lot of things. It was actually discovered by accident.
Oh.
About almost 40 years ago by a Chinese doctor, Dr. Wen,
yeah.
in Hong Kong. Acupuncture is well known for being able to switch off pain
mm.
by sticking needles in certain points. People are even able to have surgery
yeah.
While they are conscious by using acupuncture. You can even, through acupuncture, you can switch off the nerves to the mouth so that you can have dental surgery without any anesthetic.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm.
It's quite simple. You know, what you're doing is sticking a piece of metal into a nerve pathway. The body is an electrical and a chemical system.
Mm-hmm.
If I touch you on the arm, you know that I've touched you because of a positive and a negative charge that has traveled from the point that I've touched you to the brain.
Mm-hmm.
So now, can you imagine what happens if I stick a piece of metal into this fuse box of wires? There's going to be a reaction.
Yeah,
somewhere definitely. In the brain.
Yeah, some reaction.
Somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if I stop the signal from going to the brain by putting a piece of metal into a pathway, then I can actually use acupuncture to treat pain.
Mm.
So it's been well known for treating pain, and it was actually being used for that.
Mm.
Dr.
Mm.
Wen was trying to treat somebody for using it as an anesthetic.
Yeah.
But what he noticed was that the person's withdrawal symptoms from opium, the person he was treating was an opium addict.
Mm.
Their withdrawal symptoms suddenly seemed to be completely different to what they had been before the acupuncture.
Okay.
Now, there's two different types of acupuncture. There's body acupuncture,
mm-hmm.
It was just quite a course that you have to do. It's a 3-year course, full time. And that's because the body has lots of sinews, nerves, arteries.
Mm, mm, mm.
You can't just stick a needle anywhere in the body. Once it goes down, what's it going to hit? So body acupuncture is quite specialized. You have to go do a 3-year course.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's auricular acupuncture, which is the ear. Now, you can't really cause any damage with the ear, because you're working with a millimeter of depth.
Yeah.
And that's what Wen was doing. He was sticking a needle into somebody's ear. So he found this fascinating, that this person's withdrawal symptoms from opium were a lot easier. So he started doing a few tests, and a year later, in 1973, he published his clinical trial that he did on 40 heroin and opium addicts in the Asian Journal of Chinese Medicine. And the New York Times also ran an article at the same time about the findings.
Mm-hmm.
Then in 1974, Dr. Michael Smith, who's the doctor that I studied under, he was working at Lincoln Memorial in South Bronx. Now, Lincoln is where they film ER.
Okay. That's interesting.
Just for your information, mm-hmm. yeah. So, Lincoln has an outpatient treatment program there. And in those days, it was a methadone clinic. So, that's how they were treating heroin addiction, is by using methadone as a replacement, getting people off of the heroin and putting them onto methadone, and then weaning them off of the methadone.
Okay.
And so Dr. Smith then started, he's an MD, he's a psychiatrist, and he was the medical director of the detox program there, and he started doing acupuncture there.
Mm.
And then in 1985, NADA was born. NADA is the National Acupuncture Detoxification Association. Mm-hmm. So for the first time, the profession of acupuncture detoxification was formalized under its own association called the National Acupuncture Detoxification Association. But then It still took a while for it to sort of become more and more known and used within the courts and the criminal justice system. And now we have NADA UK, NADA Germany, NADA Italy, NADA all over the world.
Do we have NADA South Africa?
We do.
Okay.
We do have NADA South Africa. NADA South Africa is the governing body of acupuncture detoxification specialists, and I'm the chairman and founder of the National Acupuncture Detoxification Association.
How big is that association in South Africa?
Well, I only brought the profession to South Africa about 5 years ago.
Yeah.
And I had to practice for a number of years before I could become qualified as a trainer.
Yeah.
And be able to start training people. So it's NADA was only founded last year. So there aren't many members. There are still very few people in South Africa that have been trained as acu detox specialists.
The important thing is that it started.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
But what are the figures worldwide?
There are now 1,500 clinics, 1,500 addiction treatment clinics worldwide that use acu detox as part of the addiction treatment program. And there are more than 25,000 trained specialists worldwide.
So it is spreading.
As usual, South Africa is the last to know.
Well, we're in the south.
Yeah. Yeah. Look, acu detox is a very well-known method overseas for treating addiction. And it's very successful. And it makes an addiction treatment program more successful. And there's a reason for that, too.
Okay. And maybe we can then take another small break.
Okay.
And after that break, then we continue with our discussion on acu detoxification.
Acu detox.
Acu detox.
My heart. If you want choice, meaning you can find spectacles you really like at the right price, come to Spectacle Warehouse at Hilfox Centre, Atterbury Value Mart and Centurion Lifestyle Centre. Park at our doorstep and step into the biggest selection of optical product under one roof, priced to suit every pocket, and we can make your spectacles the same day. Spectacle Warehouse, unlimited choice.
Wise men say only fools rushing, but I ain't here falling in love with you.
I can't even remember how long ago it started. That's what drinking does. It just makes all the days seem like they're rolled into one. I've forgotten birthdays and anniversaries, how good they're supposed to be. My friends seem far away. My family suffer. It's hard for them, I suppose. They don't want much to do with someone like me, someone with a problem. I'm swallowed by it. Alcohol has become who and what I am. And I've never even touched a drop.
Admitting that the drinking problem of a loved one has become your problem is the first step to a new life. Al-Anon has been helping the friends and family members of problem drinkers find strength and support for over 50 years. Make the call. 0861 25 2666.
to be so late. It's just that I got talking. I had a drink with a couple of mates. Missed my bus and wound up walking. I tried to call and let you know. It's busy and I couldn't get through. I didn't want to let you down. I know how much it hurt you. I would do for you all you have me do. All you have to do is ask me to. All you have to do is tell me when, and I'll come running back again. I don't know what came over me. It must have slipped my mind. I try and make it up to you. Let's leave the past behind. I promise that I'll do my best to mend my wicked ways. Don't believe the things you hear, or listen to what they say. I would do for you all you have me do. All you have to do is ask me to. All you have to do is tell me when. And I come running back again. There's something wrong and let me know. Don't bother things inside. Your pretty eyes can melt my heart. It's sadness you can't hide. Just try and give me one more chance. Set the record straight. Make me here tomorrow night. I promise I won't be late. I would do for you all you have me do. All you have to do is ask me to. All you have to do is tell me when, and I'll come burning back again. I would do for you all you have me do. All you have to do is ask me to. All you have to do is tell me when, and I'll come running back again. I would do for you all you'd have me do. All you have to do is ask me to. All you have to do. Tell me when.
Welcome to Radio Today, your easy listening music station.
And this is Louise's request. Louise van Koller, the...
You are listening to Radio Today, your easy listening music station.
Yes, that was Red Red Wine by UB40. Initially, when I came into studio and I spoke to Warren and I looked at the list of music, I said to him, how do you play UB40 without Red Red Wine? And he said, well, it goes against what we're doing here. And then we had a special request for Red Red Wine. And yes, we're very grateful that we are in recovery now.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't have to use Red Red Wine to feel fine. But we do remember those days, eh?
Yeah, but that one is especially for Louise. Louise, yeah. Who made a request. Hope you enjoyed it, Louise.
Yeah, it's it's really great. And then we had I Would Do For You. And before then, we had Can't Help Falling in Love. And the first one for this break, it was Don't Break My Heart.
Mm.
Was it the first one?
Yeah, it was the first one we heard.
No. There was one before that, I'll Be Your Baby. And that's the UB40 that we listened to in the previous break.
Mm. Trip and, down memory lane. Aren't they coming to South Africa?
I'm not sure about that.
I think any day now. Either they've just been or they're just about to come.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. We are on radio today, 1485. And the program you're listening to right now is Anonymous on Air. And you're listening to Pat and Warren. Warren is my co-host, but today he is a guest.
I'm the guest tonight.
And he is a guest as a professional person. And we've been talking about what he does. And what he does is auricular detox therapy. Now, Warren, tell me. You know, I've got quite an interest in the South Bronx Clinic.
Mm.
How does that operate?
It's an outpatient clinic.
Yeah.
I think, you know, the general trend worldwide is towards outpatient treatment.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's a lot more affordable to be able to provide treatment to the masses on an outpatient treatment basis.
Mm.
There's also a train of thought that says if you keep people inpatient for too long, they become institutionalized.
Okay.
So a lot of professionals internationally are saying now it's better to actually do an outpatient treatment program so that you are still involved in your life on a daily basis while you're in treatment. And that's really what AA and NA and GA do. You're in treatment, but you're still carrying on with your life.
Yes.
So the clinic in South Bronx is an outpatient treatment program. Now, it's South Bronx is a very rough area, lots of gangsters, and so a lot of drugs in that area. And they have in excess of 300 patients a day coming into the clinic for treatment.
Yeah.
What they'll do is they'll start their day with acupuncture. So they come in. They have an acu-detox session, which lasts about 45 minutes.
Mm-hmm. For each patient?
For each patient, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a group treatment room. Mm-hmm. There's about 30 or 40 chairs in there.
Yeah.
People just come in and sit down. The acu-detox specialist then walks up to them, gives them alcohol swabs for them to clean their ears.
Mm-hmm.
The acu-detox specialist then sanitizes their hands.
Mm-hmm.
And then when the patient's ready, they go in and insert the needles.
Okay.
When 45 minutes comes by, the ADS goes and takes the needles out, and the patient leaves. What they do in that clinic, though, is every patient that comes in is drug tested on a daily basis. They're given urine tests on a daily basis.
Every day when they come in.
Yes, okay. And that's for two reasons. First of all, to measure the success rates of the program, to see if people are staying clean.
Mm-hmm.
But also because they work in conjunction with the courts there.
Yes.
So as part of a diversion treatment program, people are sent to the clinic in South Bronx. And if they test positive, it goes into their record. And it can be held against them at a later stage when they go back to court for an assessment. Once they've gone through the acu-detox and gone for their urine test, then they either go to work, or if they're unemployed, they've also got the services that the clinic offers. And they have in-house AANAGA meetings.
Okay.
And they also have counselors. So you can go and make an appointment if you'd like to see a counselor on a one-on-one basis.
Mm.
Or else you can attend any of the 12-step meetings, which are all free of charge.
So the counselors are there to help with any obstacles?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. They also have an employment office, mm-hmm. which helps people find employment. And they also have a housing department. So, you know, addicts get themselves into a lot of trouble. They've got nowhere to stay. They haven't got a job. So the clinic there is actually quite involved in helping them find a place to stay and getting them back into working as soon as possible. And that's really how South Bronx works. So to be trained in a busy environment where you have 300 addicts a day coming into the clinic is quite an experience.
And how many were you to do a day?
You literally are just doing one patient right after the other. Putting your needles, taking them out, putting your needles, taking them out. Obviously being supervised by the specialists there. I think within the first week of me being there, I hurt a Latina gangster woman. unintentionally. Mm-hmm. Of course, pain in acupuncture is not related to the actual acupuncture. Mm-hmm. It's related to the pathology.
Okay.
So if an organ is not healthy, if the liver is dysfunctional or the kidneys or the lungs are toxic and you stick a needle in and it hurts, it's because that organ actually needs to be treated.
Yeah.
The more painless it becomes, the healthier the organs are. So this woman that I was treating, you know, the needle went in. It was quite uncomfortable for her. And next thing, she was threatening me in Spanish, point, you know, making a gun out of her hand and slitting her throat with her fingers and telling me this is what she was going to do. Luckily, I was a foreigner, so they just blamed it on me being a stupid foreigner. The other specialists in the clinic, and I just bowed out gratefully and disappeared for a while. Mm-hmm. But it was an incredible learning experience. I was amazed. I was flabbergasted to see how effective it is. When I first heard about it, I heard about in the first year of this being used in Miami.
Mm-hmm.
It was actually Judge Stanley took a year off the bench in Miami and went around the country studying addiction treatment programs in America.
Mm.
And because he realized that sending people with addictions to prisons wasn't helping them. They were committing crimes not because they wanted to commit crimes. They were committing crimes because they were compelled to use drugs.
They had to get
money for drugs. Mm. Yeah. Anybody who knows a heroin addict knows that they're in physical agony, unless they use the...
Well, it's a very appropriate term. Agony.
Agony.
It's not just pain.
Yeah, it's agony. Mm. So he went around the country and had a look at all of these things. And when he came back to Miami, he said, you know, what I saw in South Bronx, in my opinion, is the best. And that's when the big turnaround happened, because for the first time, acu-detox specialists could practice as non-acupuncturists, specifically as an acu-detox specialist, just this protocol for treating addiction. And the courts then became involved and incorporated acu-detox into diversion treatment programs. And then the courts started referring people to the NIDA treatment clinics. They then even opened clinics in the jails. In the prisons themselves, people could go into treatment in the prison.
In the prison itself. Yeah.
And now the first year of this happening in Miami, the success rate was, or should I say, the failure rate was less than 1%.
Okay.
Out of the 1,613 crack addicts that were diverted to the program, 16. We're rearrested at the end of the year.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, and that's why I literally got on a plane and went over to America without even knowing what it was.
It was that statistic that sent you there.
It was that statistic, but what really blew me away was they could prove it.
Okay.
They could prove it. They'd done the study. They had the urine tests. They had the hospital documents to prove that people were staying clean. And that's what blew me away the most, was that the acupuncture seemed to be making the treatment program more effective. Remember I mentioned that early on?
Yeah, yeah.
And really how the logic behind it is, it's quite simple. When the organs become toxic, the brain chemistry becomes unstable.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a chemical process involved in logic.
Yes.
So now if the toxic organs are reflecting in unstable brain chemistry is the symptom.
Yeah.
Then there's no logical thought process.
Yes.
Which is why we see the insane behavior. Why are you doing that? It's insane.
I don't know.
It's
and
because
telling the truth.
The logical thought process isn't there.
It's not working properly.
It's not working. You have to restore the brain chemistry. You have to give them the ability to think logically first before you start trying to change the way a person thinks.
I think I should take myself in for that. Fix my own logic.
Well, you know, my first treatment,
mm-hmm.
and not everybody has this experience. There are many, many different types of reactions to people when they have the needles for the first time. But when I was given my first acupuncture treatment by Mark Shields from the Grateful Dead, it literally felt like I had swallowed an ecstasy pill. I felt this warm wave of just positive warmth flowing over my body in waves.
Mm.
I even saw colors.
Wow.
I even saw colors. And I just felt incredibly relaxed. And my mind became very present.
Mm-hmm.
The obsessive mindset almost becomes, you know, the mind becomes quiet. Because what the needles are doing is they are changing the polarity of the organs.
Mm.
When I say polarity, they're changing the positive and negative flow.
Yeah.
And by changing the polarity of the organs, the polarity of the left and right hemisphere of the brain changes.
Okay. So you get a balance.
Exactly, which balances out the brain chemistry. And so you literally have a different ability. Every ability that we have is governed by chemicals in our body. The ability to hold something with our hand, the ability to move,
mm-hmm.
is actually controlled through dopamine.
Yes.
Dopamine, besides being our natural good mood hormone, also is involved in fluid retention and movement. Without dopamine, we can't move. The arms will not move. And you'll see people that are on drugs like crack and or cocaine or crystal meth, and they're shaking.
Yes.
And that's because the dopamine is so irregular, that the flow of dopamine in the body is so irregular that it's causing problems with their movement.
Well, that's still a lot again. That seems to be too much information. But it's really fascinating, you know?
It's really quite simple. If you want to have a successful program or a more successful program, or if you want to be able to have people process their chosen treatment program properly, you have to start with detox. Whether it's AccuDetox or whatever,
you
have to remove the toxin from the system first. You have to restore the brain chemistry first. You have to give them the ability to change the way they think.
It sort of removes the fog.
Exactly. You can't change the way you behave until you change the way you think. And you can't change the way you think unless you have the right chemical balance in the brain.
Well, on that note, why don't we take a break and think about getting a balanced brain.
Tune in to Pro Bono Law, hosted by Patrick Brasher of Norton Rose, South Africa, on Thursday, the 18th of August, for a discussion on two recent cases, the Julius Malema City Press Interdict and the SA Taxi case heard in the appeal court. Patrick's expert guest is Dario Milo, a partner in the dispute resolution practice at Weber Wenzel, who specializes in media law. In the Julius Malema City Press Interdict, the court rejected the urgent application brought by Malema to interdict City Press from publishing an article about his secret family trust. In the SA Taxi case, the court looked at whether corporations can be sued for reputational damages and special damages. Remember to join Patrick Brasher for a discussion on these two recent cases on Thursday, the 18th of August at 6:30 p.m. Proudly brought to you by ProBono.org and Norton Rose, South Africa, in association with the Constitution Hill Trust. ProBono.org, actively increasing access to justice.
Radio Today, the radio station that delivers.
Wow, that was quite a wonderful string of music.
A UB40 long play.
Yeah.
Takes us back to the days of sitting around the pool. Having a braai.
Yeah.
Well, I think we'll just leave it there.
Yeah, that's the best thing, I think. The last song we had was Breakfast in Bed. And before then, we had I Got You, Babe. And earlier on, we had Tears in My Eyes. Here I Come. Yeah, Here I Come. Okay, that was quite a feast of UB40 music. I enjoyed it, and Luis.
And we still got more to come.
Yeah, still got a few to come. And Luis is having a ball there at home with her husband.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Having a trip down memory lane there, Luis.
Maybe she should call us. It would be nice. Now, we are on Radio Today 1485, and the name of this program is Anonymous on Air. And if you'd like to call and maybe make a comment or ask Warren about his work and the treatment that he is talking about, you could call us on 011-880-5839. Unfortunately, Skype is not up tonight, and so we'll not be able to use that. But otherwise, you could also go to Facebook and look up Anonymous on Air, and you could post your message there, and we would be able to see it immediately. Yeah, Warren?
Where were we?
We were where we were. We were talking about auricular detox therapy, and we spoke about where it originated and how it moved to South Bronx and how you moved to South Bronx, and you had this scary experience. But what I really would like us to talk about now is where you actually use it, in which different areas or areas of difficulty for people. Do you use this so that we can get to know now who really needs to come for that? We've spoken about it as a treatment or part of a treatment for addiction. Now, let's look at all the other areas where you can use it.
Well, as I said earlier on in the show, when the organs are unhealthy, the brain chemistry becomes unstable. So toxicity, and when I say toxicity, I'm referring to toxic substances as well as toxic emotions or toxic experiences, toxic traumatic experiences. They're stored in the organs, and the organs become dysfunctional, resulting in the brain chemistry becoming dysfunctional. Now, under this whole theory of detox, restoring the health of the organs and restoring brain chemistry health, there are a vast range of diseases or disorders that can occur because of organ dysfunction or because of brain chemistry instability. So, as we said earlier on, in treating, really organ health relates to the health of the mind. So, AccuDetox is really effective in dealing with brain chemistry problems and problems of the mind. So, it's really good at treating depression, anxiety, stress, anger, bipolar disorder, obsessive compulsive disorder, post-traumatic stress disorder. And all of the different physical ailments that go along with all of these disorders also start to benefit as well. I've treated people with bipolar disorder. Bipolar disorder was, you know, we're dealing with polarity.
Yeah,
We're dealing with the left.
Back the balance.
Exactly. We are restoring the polarity of the left and right hemisphere of the brain. Now, patients that are bipolar are people who have unstable brain chemistry.
Yes.
And bipolar patients are receiving treatment for their symptoms. Once again, the cause is not being acknowledged cause is not being treated.
Do you treat them with the medication or do they get off the medication eventually?
They get off the medication because we are treating the cause of the problem.
Mm.
The cause of the problem is that the brain chemistry isn't functioning properly. So we are restoring the brain chemistry function, and so therefore the medication is not needed. In fact, the medication itself is a toxin.
Yes. So it brings about the imbalance.
It creates the imbalance at the same time.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
I get what you're saying.
It's also, you know, when the body isn't functioning properly, if the kidney and the liver isn't functioning properly, we have a problem of acidity or alkalinity.
Mm-hmm.
Acidity is an acid. It's positive.
Yeah.
Alkalinity is the opposite of acid, which is negative. So if there's too much alkaline in our body or too much acid in our body, it's because of a dysfunction.
Mm-hmm.
So AccuDetox really restores the balance of positive and negative charges. I had a woman come and see me with a breast lump the size of a golf ball.
Mm-hmm.
And the doctors wanted to operate. And it wasn't malignant.
Yeah.
So she said before she goes that route, she'd like to try the AccuDetox.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'd seen this treated in the States, but I had never actually treated it. So I said, well, I know what to do, but whether we'll get the results, I'm not sure. But I saw a woman come into the clinic with so many lumps in their breasts, they looked like bags of marbles. And within 2 or 3 months, the lumps were gone. In Chinese medicine, lumps in the body is called the stagnation of phlegm.
Okay.
It's literally, the body does not only produce phlegm in the throat, it produces phlegm everywhere. It produces phlegm around the organs, it produces phlegm around the joints, in the muscles.
Mm.
And the body clears it out as part of its normal function. But phlegm can stagnate in the body, and that's where we get breast lumps from. Men get lumps all over their body. A woman generally in the breasts and the armpits. Mm. Anyway, I treated her. 3 weeks later, the lump was a third of the size, and 4 weeks later, it was gone. I had a woman come to me who was paralyzed in a wheelchair.
Mm.
She was an Anglican priest, actually. She'd been playing with mercury, the actual mercury, the liquid mercury. She was playing with it. She didn't know that it was toxic. No, we absorbed through our hands.
Even through our skin?
Yes.
My goodness. I did that as a kid, I remember.
In Chinese medicine, what we do is we absorb through our hands and we secrete through our feet.
Mm.
The toxins actually come out of our feet.
Mm-hmm.
And so she ingested mercury through her hands and it poisoned her. And it settles in the liver and the spine and the feet. And she became paralyzed, and it caused stagnation of blood in the legs.
Mm.
Her legs were hard. It was like touching a piece of wood. That's how firm her legs were, and swollen feet.
Mm.
And all we did was we gave her AccuDetox. The detox was very difficult for her. It was very very uncomfortable.
Yeah.
After about 3 weeks, she said, listen, I actually told my daughter where my will was because this detox is really heavy.
She so said, how regular was
I saw her 3 or 4 times a week.
Okay.
She went on holiday with her husband to Blyde River Canyon for 2 weeks. 2 weeks later, she came back. She walked into my treatment room wearing her favorite shoes. And she walked in and she actually went, ta-da! And I said to her, wow, look at you. She said, no, you don't understand.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't been able to put these shoes on my feet for the last 5 years because they've been so swollen.
Wow.
These are my favorite shoes. And
that's beautiful.
Yeah, so I've also had I had an 18-year-old girl that was at the age of 15 was suddenly walking in a shopping center and started having anxiety attacks.
Mm.
She then ended up in Tara. She was on antipsychotics, antidepressants, tranquilizers, sleeping pills, the whole works. And we treated her 3 times a week with the AccuDetox, and a month later she was fine. 2 months later she signed up for university and joined the drama team.
Wow. What?
And this was a girl that couldn't walk in a shopping center without having an anxiety attack.
Wow, this sounds very incredible.
It is. Yeah. It is. Yeah. And that's I'm privileged to be able to be doing this in South Africa, but I'm also privileged to be able to be involved in training people to become AccuDetox specialists. Smoking, it's well known that people use acupuncture for quitting smoking.
Mm-hmm.
I think there are a few people out there that do treat smoking with acupuncture, and they just tell people, you know, this is how much it costs, and then you come in for one treatment, and that's it. I don't work like that. The spirit of the treatment is you should be treating people until you get the results.
Okay.
Which is not necessarily affordable, especially for a practitioner.
To treat
people until they quit can become a bit of a pain and not very practical. So what I found is most people quit after one treatment.
After one treatment.
But I have had patients that have quit in 3 treatments, sometimes 5 treatments.
Mm.
Very few, though.
Mm.
Most of them quit in 1 treatment. So it's very effective. Very effective for quitting smoking.
I think we need to take another break. This is the lighter side, eh? When you tell the stories about the success that you've been able to achieve. Yeah, it's really beautiful. And we continue with UB40, and we're going to listen to Where Did We Go, or Where Did I Go Wrong?
Just say, even tomorrow is what you had planned.
music you love today on Radio Today.
I had to meet you here today. There's just so many things to say. Please don't stop me till I'm through. This is something I had to do. We've been meeting here so long. I guess what we done, oh, was wrong. Please, darling, don't you cry. Let's just kiss and say goodbye. Many months have passed us by. It's gonna hurt me, I can't lie. Maybe you're mean to me and another guy. Understand me, or won't you try. Let's just kiss and say goodbye. Gonna hurt me, I can't lie. Goodbye.
Plan your listening by visiting Radio Today's website at 1485.org.za and click on the Schedules link.
Let's just kiss and say goodbye.
Are you talking to me?
UB40. I remember the first time I heard that song, it was the Manhattan. I think that sang that song.
The Manhattans?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, and it really was powerful. That's the first time that I heard it. And then, before then, we heard Where Did I Go Wrong? And Where Did I Go Wrong? Yeah, and those are the songs that we listened to. And it's been UB40 Night. And that was the last song that we are going to listen to. Tonight.
Yeah, actually Louise contacted us and asked us if we could play. Let's see, what did she say here? She said, can you please play? Oh, Baby Tonight. But we've actually played it already. Sorry, Louise, you must have missed it early on.
Okay, Warren. Let's try and wrap this thing up now. We're left with something like 4 minutes before we wrap it up.
Okay.
I think one of the points that's important is the fact that you're not saying acute detox.
is a miracle cure
is
for
a miracle
addiction.
Cure for addiction.
No, not at all.
In fact,
I got a call from a guy this afternoon who was in the car with his girlfriend who's got a problem with alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, I've heard about this and I knew the girl. And I said to her, I said to him, she still needs to be going to AA.
Yes.
AQ Detox is not a replacement for an addiction treatment program. It's supposed to be added on to any addiction treatment program as the starting point of the addiction treatment program.
So basically its focus is to
balance
the chemistry of the mind so that there's clear thought.
Exactly. We're restoring the health of the organs. We're restoring the health of the brain chemistry. We are restoring the person's mind, giving them back the ability to change the way they think.
Mm.
They still have to have a program in their life that changes the way they think. We will be bound to repeating the same behavior over and over and over and over until we change the way we think, until we change what we think about.
Mm-hmm. And so the programs, the 12-step program, help you with that?
Yes, yes. The 12-step program literally helps you change the way you think. It gives you a different perspective. It's a program that you work on a daily life. And AccuDetox in the States has the 12-step program that runs in the clinic. So people go for the treatment first.
Mm-hmm.
It centers them, it balances them, and then they go into the 12-step meetings, and then off they go on their way.
Okay, and if one people want to contact you, how do they do that?
There's two websites you can go to. There's acudetox.org.za, which is spelled A-C-U-D-E-T-O-X.
Mm-hmm.
.org.za, and there's acudetox.co.za. acudetox.org.za is NADA South Africa's website. There's a lot of information about the history, patient concerns, practitioner concerns, that sort of stuff. And then acudetox.co.za is my personal treatment center, AccuDetox Center South Africa.
Okay, Warren, it's been quite... I've got to know a side of you that I did not know, and it's been quite special for me.
Mm.
Thank you very much for that.
Thank you.
You wanted a few minutes, in fact, a minute,
to
say something about a friend of yours.
Yes. I wanted to dedicate a song this evening to Adrian Steyer, who was very involved over the last 10 years in helping down and out addicts on the streets. He got people off the street, he got them into shelters. He went into dealers' dens, into the crack houses, got addicts out of, you know, while they were using, and got them into treatment. And Adrian is a special guy, and he was killed on the 2nd of August in a hit and run motorbike accident.
That's
yeah, and he's left behind his wife and two small children. And I just wanted to dedicate a song in memory of Adrian, who helped so many, and who so many people's lives have changed and gotten back onto the right track because of the work that he did in their lives.
And the song is?
Tears in Heaven by Eric Clapton.
Yes, and so I say goodbye to our listeners. It's been quite a journey tonight. We'll listen to Tears in Heaven, and I can